This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said Monday bans on international travel cannot stay in place indefinitely, and countries are going to have to do more to reduce the spread of the new coronavirus within their borders. Right now, almost 649,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19. The figure is nearly 147,000 in the United States and exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million worldwide, 4.2 million in the U.S. and 2.4 million in Brazil. Britain is closely watching rises in coronavirus cases in other European destinations, such as France and Germany, after slapping a 14-day quarantine on travelers from Spain, this at the height of the summer vacation season. The British quarantine on Spain is one of the starkest indications to date that Europe could face a second wave of economic turmoil as governments scramble to head off a rise in cases from the Mediterranean to the North Sea. The chief of staff for Germany's prime minister says the rise in coronavirus cases is cause for concern. He says people returning from holiday in risk areas must go into quarantine and urges all citizens to continue sticking to rules to stop the spread of the virus. Also Monday, the leader of the southern German state said Bavaria will set up coronavirus test sites at its two biggest railway stations, as well as key points on motorways, as fears grow that summer travel could spark a new wave of infections. Officials in France are on high alert as people travel the country for summer holidays, heightening the risks of new outbreaks as observance of social distancing rules wanes. French officials have ordered nighttime curfews for beaches in a Brittany resort on the Atlantic coast after a fast-spreading COVID-19 cluster emerged last week. This is VOA News.